This is After Dark number 4, tape number 2, and side 2. If you remember our October 1993 edition of the DX Audio Service, we had on a band scan from Jim Snowbarger and Tom Likens. And what we thought we'd do is let Eric Buteman step into the spotlight with a verbal band scan of what he's heard. Eric?
Hello again, friends of the receiver and antenna, and this is Band Scan on the National Radio Club DX Audio Service. I am Eric Buteman and Zero UIH. Known on the radio as E.B. Stevenson, with another edition of Band Scan, and we may get to Mark Connolly's Band Scan if we have time, but first, let's take a look at my Band Scan from Marietta, Georgia, dated in June of 1992. 530 kilohertz is clear, 540 kilohertz in stereo, WSTH from Columbus, Georgia. On 550 AM 55, WDUN Gainesville, Georgia in stereo. On 560, a very weak WVOC from Columbia, South Carolina. On 570, dominated by WAAX in Gadsden, Alabama. But WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina lurks underneath. On 580, WGAC from Augusta, Georgia. On 590, that's a local station, Kix 590 AM, WKHX from Atlanta. On 600, WCVP from Murphy, North Carolina. On 610, Stereo 610 WPLO from Grayson, Georgia on top, but WZZK is persistent in remaining underneath WPLO. On 620, the voice of Troop County, WTRP in LaGrange, Georgia. On 630, WAVU from Albertville, Alabama. Their FM is WQSB 105.1. On 640, News Radio 640, WGST Atlanta. On 650, All Hit 650, WSM Nashville. On 660, WESC from Greenville, South Carolina, serving the Greenville-Spartanburg market. All I seem to get on 670 is WCNN splashed. Well, why is that? Because 680 The Fan, WCNN North Atlanta, is on 680. On 690, WJOX in Birmingham, Alabama. On 700, the big one, WLW in Cincinnati. On 710, WROM from Rome, Georgia. Obviously enough, you can tell by the call sign. On 720, X720, WMXY from Hogansville, Georgia. And that serves LaGrange. On 730, WLIL from Lenoir City, Tennessee. On 740, a week WLWI from Montgomery, Alabama. That's the former call of Channel 13 in Indianapolis, Indiana. On 750, News Talk Radio AM 750, WSB Atlanta. On 760, all I seem to get is WSB Splash. On 770, a station owned by Georgia Governor Zell Miller. His name is in the call sign, WZEL from Young Harris, Georgia. On 780 kilohertz, WZZX from Lineville, Alabama. On 790, this is another local station, your original hit station, AM 790, WQXI Atlanta in stereo. Boy, how I miss those original hits in stereo. On 800, WHOS from Decatur, Alabama. Simulcasting Country 102, of course. On 810, WBIC from Royston, Georgia. On 820, this station recently changed to WWAM, but back then it was known as WAPO from Jasper, Tennessee. On 830, KBOA in Kennett, Missouri, a weak signal. Another weak signal on 840, WHAS, Louisville, Kentucky. That's Phil Wayne's favorite station. I'm sure it's yours, too. On 850, Wide 85, WYDE, Birmingham, Alabama. On 860, this is a local station, Love 86, WAEC in Atlanta. On 870, it's RX87 WQRX Valley Head, Alabama in stereo. On 880, WBKZ Jefferson, Georgia, serving metropolitan Athens. On 890, that's Talk Radio 890 WLS Chicago, Illinois. On 900, WJTH from Calhoun, Georgia. On 910, WEPG from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. On 920, WAFS, Moody Radio 920, a Moody Bible Network affiliate in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's owned by the Moody Bible Institute, by the way. On 930, WJBY from Rainbow City, Alabama in stereo. On 940, WMAZ in Macon, Georgia. On 950, WGTA from Somerville, Georgia. On 960, Stereo 1, WRFC, Athens, Georgia, in stereo. On 970, the new international version of Christian Radio, WNIV, Atlanta. That's a local station. On 980, WKLY from Hartwell, Georgia. 990 features WEIS from Center, Alabama. At 1 megahertz or 1,000 kilohertz, no sign of the loop, but you have WTAK from Huntsville, Alabama. Another local station exists on 1010, this one being WGUN, the Top Talk Gun from Atlanta. On 1020, WRIX from Homeland Park, South Carolina. On 1030, there's a battle going on, WJKZ, White Bluff, Tennessee, and WNOW, Mint Hill, North Carolina. On 1040, Q104, WQBB in Powell, Tennessee, in stereo. On 1050, WPBE, Conyers, Georgia, that has since changed to WPBS. On 1060, WKNG, from Tallapoosa, Georgia, the Country King, right in the heart of Tallapoosa, the seat of Harrelson County, Georgia. On 1070, WFLI from Lookout Mountain, Tennessee. On 1080, Waiting for the Day, AM 1080, WFTD, Marietta, Georgia. On 1090, all I seem to get is WFTD Splash. Why is that? Transmitter is only like 4 miles away from the old QTH. On 1100, WLBB from Carrollton, Georgia. That's the county seat of Carrollton County. On 1110, WEBS in Calhoun, Georgia. That's the seat of Gordon County. On 1120, you got two stations battling it out. WBNM in Gordon, Georgia. And News Talk 1120 KMOX in St. Louis. On 1130, that's a clear frequency. That's because WMGA has moved from 1130 in Moultrie to 580 in Riverside, Georgia, and WLBA in Gainesville, Georgia is silent. On 1140, WBXR in Hazel Green, Alabama. On 1150, WGOW in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On 1160, WAMB in Donelson, Tennessee, serving metropolitan Nashville. On 1170, the voice of Forsyth County, WHNE in Cumming, Georgia. On 1180, all I seem to get is WGKA and WHNE Splash. Why is that? Because WGKA Atlanta is on 1190 in stereo. On 1200, all I get is WGKA Splash. On 1210, I could get a weak WSBI from Static, Tennessee. Since that time, a WDGR in Dahlonega, Georgia has returned to the airwaves. On 1220, WZOT in Rockmart, Georgia. That used to be on 107.1 FM. On 1230, WBLJ in Dalton, Georgia. WFOM in Marietta, Georgia has since returned to the air. On 1240, a battle going on between WGGA in Gainesville, Georgia, and a weak WLAG in LaGrange, Georgia. on 1250 WZOB from Fort Payne, Alabama. On 1260 WJTH, or WTJH, I should say, from East Point, Georgia's on top, but WNOO in Chattanooga, Tennessee is underneath. On 1270, Wixie in Dixie, WIXC, from Cartersville, Georgia, the seat of Bartow County. On 1280, WPID from Piedmont, Alabama. On 1290, the voice of Cherokee County, WCHK, Canton, Georgia. Two stations battling it out on 1300, WIMO in Winder, Georgia, and WNEA in Noonan, Georgia. On 1310, WXLL in Decatur, Georgia is the top, but WDOD Stardust 1310 in Chattanooga is underneath. On 1320, WHIE from Griffin, Georgia. On 1330, WKZD from Murrayville, Georgia, and WPPI from Carrollton, Georgia battle it out. On 1340, Classic Soul, WIGO in Atlanta. On 1350, WRWH from Cleveland, Georgia. On 1360, in stereo, South 1360, WTSH in Rome, Georgia. The FM side is on 107.1 from Rockmart. On 1370, WDEF in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the home of Luther Massengill, the NAB's Media Market Personality of the Year in 1991. On 1380, WAOK in Atlanta. On 1390, WHMA in Anniston, Alabama. On 1400, Radio Exitos, the first of the three Spanish stations in the Atlanta market. WAZX in Atlanta, in Alpharetta, Georgia, I should say. On 1410, WLAQ from Rome, Georgia. Since then, WKKP in McDonough, Georgia has returned to the air. On 1420, WWEV in Decatur, Georgia. On 1430, a battle going on between WGFS in Covington, Georgia. And in stereo, WLSQ from Dalton, Georgia. On 1440, WBKI in Bremen, Georgia. On 1450, WBHF from Cartersville, Georgia. On 1460, the first of the La Favorita stations, WXEM in Buford, Georgia. On 1470, WRGA from Rome, Georgia. On 1480, the wise old radio station, WYZE Atlanta. On 1490, WYYZ in Jasper, Georgia. On 1500, WDPC in Dallas, Georgia, the seat of Paulding County. Thus the call stand for Dallas, Paulding County. On 1510 a week, WLAC in Nashville, Tennessee. On 1520, the voice of Douglas County, now owned by Kingsway Baptist Church, WDCY in Douglasville, Georgia. On 1530, WTTI in Dalton, Georgia. On 1540, WRSM from Sumaton, Alabama. On 1550, that's Light 1550, WYNX, Smyrna, Georgia. On 1560, WAGC from Center, Alabama. Since then, WLJA in Ellijay, Georgia has returned to the airwaves. On 1570, WSSA from Morrow, Georgia. On 1580, WEAM from Columbus, Georgia. On 1590, Q Country, WQCH in Lafayette, Georgia. And on 1600, the other La Favorita station, WAOS in Austell, Georgia. And now that we got the band scan from Georgia out of the way, we now switch our attention to Braintree Hill, Vermont. That's a small town near Randolph. And a band scan from Mark Connolly, WA1ION, dated June 26th, 1993. Equipment that he used was a realistic DX440 portable receiver and the homebrew RTL2 remotely tuned loop used in conjunction with the MWT3 regenerative tuner controller. And he gives the scale on 1 to 10. 1 is carrier and noise, 2 weak with bits of audio, 3 poor, 4 poor to fair, 5 fair, 6 fair to good, 7 good, 8 very good, 9 excellent, and 10 local. On 530 kilohertz, ciao, that's CIAO, Brampton, Ontario, Canada. On 540 kHz, 54 Rock, CJSB, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. On 550 WDEV, Waterbury, Vermont. A battle going on 560 WGAN in Portland, Maine. And WHYN in Springfield, Massachusetts. On 570 WSYR in Syracuse, New York. And Wonderful Master Christ Always, WMCA, New York, New York. Two stations battling it out on 580, CFRA from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts. On 590, there is a battle going on between WROW in Albany, New York, and WEEI in Boston, Massachusetts. On 600, CIQC, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 610, also on 600, I should say, WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut. On 610, WGIR from Manchester, New Hampshire. On 620, WVMT from Burlington, Vermont. The VMT, of course, standing for Vermont. On 630, two stations battling it out, WPRO in Providence, Rhode Island, and a tentative CHLT from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. On 640, WNNZ, Winds Radio from Westfield, Massachusetts. On 650, an unidentified, probably WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. On 660, The Fan, WFAN Sports Radio 66 in New York. On 670, All News 67, WMAQ Chicago, Illinois. On 680, WRKO Boston, Massachusetts. On 690, CBF, the CBC French station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 700 kilohertz, The Cat, WCAT, Orange, Massachusetts. On 710, a battle going on between WOR, New York, New York, and a tentative CKVM, V. Marie, Quebec, Canada. On 720, another battle going on between WGN, Chicago, Illinois, and CHTN, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada. On 7:30, a battle going on between the French language voice of the Montreal Expos, CKAC in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and WACE Chicopee, Massachusetts. Another battle on 7:40 between WJIB in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and CBL, the CBC station serving Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 750 is clear. On 760, a battle going on between WCHP Champlain, New York, which serves Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That's because they do not allow religious stations in Canada, according to CRTC regulations, and WVNE in Leicester, Massachusetts. That's the relay of WARV from Warwick, Rhode Island on 1590. On 770, Talk Radio 77, WABC in New York. On 780, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago, Illinois. On 790, WLKW, Providence, Rhode Island, and a jumble. Probable stations being WTNY, Watertown, New York, CIGM, Sudbury, Ontario, and WRUM, Rumford, Maine. On 800 kilohertz, the voice of the Montreal Expos, CJAD, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 810 kilohertz, WGY, Schenectady, New York. Unidentifieds populate 820, probably WNYC, New York, New York. CHAM, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And WIQT, Horsehead, New York. On 830, CFJR, Brockville, Ontario, Canada. On 840, En Español, WRYM, New Britain, Connecticut. Two stations battling it out on 850, CKVL, Verdun, Quebec, Canada. And WHDH in Boston, Massachusetts. Another battle on 860, WSBS, Great Barrington, Vermont, or Great Barrington, Massachusetts, I should say, and CJBC, the CBC French language station serving Toronto, Ontario, Canada. On 870, WLAM in Gorham, Maine. On 880, News Radio 88, WCBS, New York, New York. On 890, Talk Radio 890, WLS, Chicago, Illinois. On 900, CKTS in Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. And that's the relay of CJAD in Montreal. On 910, WNHV in White River, Vermont. 920 has WIRD, Adirondack Radio from Lake Placid, New York, mixing in with WHJJ, Providence, Rhode Island. On 930, WZNN, CNN Headline News, serving Rochester, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And something underneath, probably WPAT from Paterson, New Jersey. On 940, CBM, the CBC English language station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 950, WROL, Boston, Massachusetts. 960 has WEAV in Plattsburgh, New York. On 970, WYNZ from Portland, Maine. On 980, WCAP from Lowell, Massachusetts. Also WTRY from Troy, New York on that frequency. On 990, CKIS, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Three NIDs are possible on 1000, either WLNL, Horseheads, New York, CFLP, Rimouski, Quebec, and or CKBW from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Canada. On 1010, a grand battle, a grand royal battle, I should say, between WINS, New York, New York, 1010 wins, and 1010 CFRB, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. On 1020, WNTK from Newport, New Hampshire. 1030 has WBZ from Boston, Massachusetts, the spirit of New England. 1040 is clear. 1050 has WEVD from New York, New York. And two unidentifieds, either CHUM from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, or New Hampshire-based WBNC. On 1060, CJRP from Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. On 1070, what was once WKDR, I think it's now WWNX, from Plattsburgh, New York. On 1080, WTIC from Hartford, Connecticut. On 1090, one of the stations Jack Carney worked back in the 50s, Wild Radio, WILD, Boston, Massachusetts. On 1100, WYKR from Wells River, Vermont. On 1110, WUHN from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And WNNW from Salem, New Hampshire. On 1120, that's Walden 1120, WADN, Concord, Massachusetts. And an unidentified under WADN, probably WBIS from Bristol, Connecticut. On 1130, WBBR from New York, New York, Blomberg Business Radio. And 4WWWW in Detroit, Michigan. On 1140, CJTR in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, Canada. That's French for Three Rivers. On 1150, Radio Concorde, WMEX, Boston, Massachusetts. Two unidentifieds underneath. A jumble, I should say, on 1160. Likely WSKW Skowhegan, Maine, and WMVI Mechanicville, New York. That was before WMVI bit the dust. Unidentified on 1170, led by WHXT, Orleans, Massachusetts. On 1180, WHAM from Rochester, New York. 1190 holds WSCM from Cobbleskill, New York. On 1200, a battle going on between WKOX, Framingham, Massachusetts, and Energy 1200, CFGO, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. On 1210, it's Oldies 1210, WOGL, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On 1220, WKBK from Keene, New Hampshire. On 1230, two stations battling it out, WTSV from Claremont, New Hampshire, and WJOY from Burlington, Vermont. On 1240, WSKI from Montpelier, the state capital of Vermont. On 1250, WIPS from Ticonderoga, New York. On 1260, WEZE from Boston, Massachusetts, Salem Communications for New England. On 1270, WTSN from Dover, New Hampshire. On 1280, CJMS, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Parlez-vous français, Montreal? On 1280 also, WEIM in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. That's Fitchburg, Massachusetts. On 1290, WKNE from Keene, New Hampshire. On 1300, WPNH from Plymouth, New Hampshire, and WJDA from Quincy, Massachusetts. On 1310, WORC from Worcester, Massachusetts, tentative in the slop of the local station. On 1320, the local station, WWWT in Randolph, New Hampshire. On 1330, WRCA from Waltham, Massachusetts. On 1340, WDCR from Hanover, New Hampshire. That's a college radio station. On 1350, WLNH, Laconia, New Hampshire. On 1360, two stations battling it out, WDRC in Hartford, Connecticut, and CJVL Sainte-Marie-des-Beaux, Quebec, Canada. Also WLYN in Lynn, Massachusetts, in on 1360. On 1370, WFEA in Manchester, New Hampshire, and WBTN from Bennington, Vermont. On 1380, WSYB from Rutland, Vermont. 1390 holds WDOT from Burlington, Vermont, which has changed to WKDR after WDOT bought WKDR 1070. On 1400, WTSL from Hanover, New Hampshire, and WLTN from Littleton, New Hampshire. On 1410, CFMB in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 1420, WASR, Wolfboro, New Hampshire, and WBEC, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. On 1430, both Massachusetts stations in, WTTT, Amherst, Massachusetts, and WXKS, Medford Everett, Massachusetts, partly owned by Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg. On 1440, WVEI in Worcester, Massachusetts, simulcasting WEEI 590. On 1450, WSNO, Barre, Vermont. On 1460, WGNA from Albany, New York. 1470 has WSRO from Marlborough, Massachusetts. On 1480, WCFR, Springfield, Vermont. 1490 has WFAD from Middlebury, Vermont. On 1490, three unidentifieds under WFAD Middlebury, Vermont on 1490. 1500 has WFIF from Milford, Connecticut. 1510 has WSSH from Boston, Massachusetts. CJRS from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. And WNLC New London, Connecticut. On 1520, WGAM Greenfield, Massachusetts. Two unidentifieds on 1530, likely WCEG from Massachusetts and WDJZ from Bridgeport, Connecticut. On 1540, WPTR, Albany, New York, and WMYF, Exeter, New Hampshire. On 1550, WNTN, Newton, Massachusetts. On 1560, WQEW, New York, New York. 1570 has CKLM from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. On 1580, carriers believed to be WLIM, Patchogue, New York, and CBJ, Chicoutimi, Quebec, Canada. On 1590, WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire, with one or two others behind. On 1600, WAQY, East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. WUNR, Brookline, Massachusetts. And a tentative on WLNG, Sag Harbor, Long Island, New York. And on 1610, he reports a rumble of travelers' information stations. And thanks to Mark Connolly, WA1ION at WA1INDX Labs. And if you want to have a band scan in my column, in DX News, write to me at 631 Coachway Lane, Hazelwood, Missouri, 63042-1347. And my telephone number is area code 314-839-9751. And a St. Louis radio station list is available for those who read print. And it's for a self-addressed stamped envelope from the same address. And for the National Radio Club DX Audio Service, I'm Eric Buniman and Zero UIH in St. Louis.
Hello, Fred and everyone. And my name is Deb Caldback. And first of all, I want to say what a fantastic job everyone does on the DX Audio Service. I listen to occupy my time while I'm doing mundane tasks such as housework. First on this tape, I would like to give you the address of our radio reading service. And it is called IRIS, I-R-R-I-S. And that stands for Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind and Print Handicap Incorporated. And the executive director is a gentleman by the name, English gentleman, by the name of F.A.D. Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. And everybody calls him Bill, and I know Bill personally. He's a nice fella, and I have actually been interviewed for a program which they produce locally here called Iowa Focus, and they have a segment called Interview the Listener, and after a wine cooler a couple of summers ago, that interview went very well. Anyway, their address is Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind and Print Handicap Incorporated, 1409 Clark, without the E, Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50314. And the telephone is 515-243-6833. And they do have an answering machine online for when they are doing satellite broadcasts. Okay, secondly, what I have is what I will be dubbing onto this tape is hopefully something that you might be able to use for the April issue. I don't know. These are telephone conversations, which I recorded because I was on the radio. What it is KIOA here in Des Moines has what they call, or so far they've had it for several years, and I don't know how many years they've had it for, because I haven't been able to record it, but I'm thinking for about maybe 8 years or so. They've had what they call the Good Guy Reunion, and what they do is they bring gentlemen back, DJs back, that have broadcast in the past. And these particular conversations occurred on two different years, and what it is is there is a blind man that I admit that belonged to the DX Audio Service, and he happened to work with this gentleman, so I just called this gentleman up. And just for your information, Fred, the romance referred to in the phone calls is not. So here we go.
That's not a treat at 8.
I know, I didn't change mine when I was 8.
You still haven't. Hello.
Hi.
Who's there?
Debbie, I don't know. Is this Steve?
Steve Heathner, yes.
Yes. This is Debbie. And last Easter, right after you got back from the Good Guy Reunion, you and a friend of yours gave me a call.
I know who you are. You're a friend of our sightless engineer of the NBC, Paul Stebbins.
Right.
I think you were kind of a girlfriend of Paul.
Yeah, at the time I was.
But the latest I've heard on that is that romance isn't as hot as it was. Huh?
No.
Huh? Do I know the listener?
Yeah.
How you doing, Debbie?
Oh, I'm just great.
Yeah, were we going to exchange tapes of the Good Guy Reunion or something? Did I send you what I was supposed to send you?
Okay, well, he had those the last time I heard. I know I sent them to him, and from there I don't know.
Hmm.
He was supposed to give those to you.
Did you know he transferred down to TV in Burbank?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's going to be, I'm not sure what job he'll have, but he'll be doing NBC television now.
Well, that's neat.
And he's in a, just for the people who's kind of listening, what are they talking about? This is an amazing guy. He's blind, and his mom comes in and works the shift with him. And his mom is a serious broadcaster. She built the she was the first woman that ever built an FM station in America. And in history, and did it with her hands, you know, and up in Wisconsin somewhere. They're a real interesting family. And they talked very highly of you, Debbie.
Yes, well, I would say the same for them. I was out there a couple of times, and they showed me a really excellent time.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. Well, what can we do, play a record for you or something like that?
Oh, well, I hadn't had that in mind, but sure, you can play my favorite song, which is Sunny. I don't call radio stations too often, but I've listened to KIOA for 24 years.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. For all the people here, thank you, too. Bobby Hebb, Sonny?
Yes.
H-E-B-B? I remembered. I ate a lot of white flour, white sugar, but once in a while, my memory will flash back in.
Yeah, Hebb tied, didn't you?
Wrong guy. It's good talking to you, Debbie.
Nice talking to you, too.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, 265-0940 is the call. Hello, this is Steve Heathner.
Hi, this is Deb.
Hi.
A friend of Paul.
Oh, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. How you been?
Real good, and yourself?
Not bad. You know, the tapes I got from the shows are ones that you made here, and I have those at home.
Great, yeah. Great. I'm glad you got them.
That's very nice of you to send those along. Well, what's going on for you in Des Moines?
Well, just recovered from the ice storm, et cetera, et cetera.
That was a mess, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It still looks that way in some places.
My sister called it devastation. She took me out to take a look at the devastation. All I saw was a pile of sticks, but I guess you got to be here to get the... And then I thought, well, maybe this is nature's pruning. And she pointed out that, a lot of people's houses had holes in their roofs and, you know, there was devastation and damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to share too much with the folks here of a personal nature, but you have been being courted by one of our engineers from KMBR out in San Francisco. Is he still up to that now?
Yeah, well, he's in the process of looking for employment right now.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, so I know he really likes to call you and burn up all his money on the phone bill.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you. What can I play for you?
Uh, to go with what we did last year, Sunny by Bobby Hebb?
Sunny? Well, it is Bobby Hebb. Okay, you got it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Debbie.
And I'd like to thank Deb Caldbeck for giving us a copy of her Stardom there on KIOA. Thank you very much, Deb. Victor Schmidt was on top of things in the Silver Springs, Maryland area when he happened to be rolling tape on a new radio format. I don't think I've ever heard this done before. The last new format I think that came out was all sports, and we had all kids radio. Well, here's All Jobs Radio, WHLP. And here's the air check that Victor made for us. By the way, I think the station's already off the air, so it probably has a new format by now. So looks like some of the disc jockeys are going to need new jobs, too.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we're WHLP. We want you to keep a pencil and paper ready. Justin Waters is over here, and later on we're going to have some, I'm Lou Toshes, we're going to have some really good jobs. I mean, you're excited, aren't you, Justin?
I am, and we're going back to the Baltimore area where our home office is.
Yeah, we're going to be with you this afternoon, and we're going to be in the Baltimore, Washington area with jobs, hundreds of jobs. So we want you to stand by because the job of your life may be coming up next. Be listening, WHLP.
This is WHLP, Job Radio 1360. All jobs, all the time. You're listening to All Job Radio, WHLP, Baltimore. Listening to All Job Radio, WHLP, Baltimore.
WHLP, Job Radio 1360 AM. I'm Lou Toshes. Good afternoon, everybody. The job time, it's right on the hour. With me here, I've got Justin. We are really excited today. We've got a lot of good things coming up, and we just can't wait to get started.
And unfortunately, they just got started, and now, and I believe it's off the air now. So that's what All Jobs Radio sounds like. Be interesting to see if any other company or radio station happens to pick up that format. One of the things that we get a lot of requests for is some of the interesting bits that you hear on the air, such as station sign-offs, equipment performance tests, and, well, I'll tell you what, let's just roll a few here to the end of the tape.
You've been listening to WTOD in Toledo. WTOD is owned and operated by the Booth Broadcasting Company, a division of Booth American. WTOD operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1,560 kilohertz with a full power of 5,000 watts with studios and transmitter located at 3225 Arlington Avenue. We hope you've enjoyed today's music, news, and entertainment, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning. So on behalf of the entire staff and management of WTOD, a very pleasant good evening.
This is WUBE Radio, 1230 kilocycles in Cincinnati, Ohio, conducting equipment and maintenance tests. WUBE will resume regular programming shortly.
WUBE Cincinnati.
This is radio station WDEE in Detroit, Michigan, owned and operated by Globe Broadcasting Company. WDEE operates at 1500 kilohertz with a daytime power of 50,000 watts and a nighttime power of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. The equipment tests are now concluded.